Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, from the New York Times, a growing number of Republican lawmakers urge vaccinations amid Delta variant surge. A shift in messaging among some GOP leaders comes after months of misinformation and anti-vaccine rhetoric among conservatives. That includes Mitch McConnell, Alan. Maybe it's because some of the headlines aren't looking too good. Driven by COVID deaths, U.S. life expectancy dropped by 1.5 years in 2020. We have the issue of the Delta variant and the cases going up. And the latest focus now is on children because they don't have a vaccine to give to children. And child cases of COVID have nearly doubled since late June. I saw an interview between Anderson Cooper of CNN and the Surgeon General, both who have small children. Is anybody who's choosing not to get vaccinated is choosing to endanger children, perhaps even their children?
Well, that's right. When I watched Mitch McConnell basically saying everybody should get vaccinated and some of his colleagues, I became a little ill. These people have incredible gall. Where have they been? What have they been doing? Now something must have made them look in the mirror, and what they saw they didn't like. But they also probably are shrewd political thinkers thinking that the corner has been turned here, and nobody will forgive those who have eschewed the imperative of getting people vaccinated in order to save their lives. Maybe it's that they thought the McConnells and those like them, and somebody must have sent out the word because we were hearing it from all over the place. They must have figured that they were going to be held responsible for not working hard enough to make this happen. And now they're doing it. Well, that's good. It is basically a corner that they turn away from Donald Trump. Think about it for a second. Anything that is good for Biden, Trump sees as bad for him. And so the word is clearly out. You don't do anything to help. You don't vote for bills. You don't vote for the kinds of things that will help the American public to rebuild their bridges and to do their infrastructure and to do those things. So that's where we are. We find that despite the fact that it's coming back, and it is coming back, and we're seeing that, there'll always be another variant. There'll always be something that will deter us from solving this thing. It's not healthy for this country to behave in a way in which, because of politics, some ignorant people turn away. I'm sorry. To me, this thing should have been mandated from day one. And it is not a matter of choice. It's not a matter of democracy. It's a matter of saving us and this is so important, David, saving our children, because now it's moving into the children. And this is something that just has to be paid attention to.
Yeah, and you mentioned mandated. There's an interesting article with a labor lawyer, a partner in a New York firm, Dominique Camacho-Moran, who is asked, can employers legally require their employees to be fully vaccinated before turning to the office? Yes, she says, employers can legally require employees to be fully vaccinated with the caveat that they will have to provide a reasonable accommodation to those who cannot be vaccinated due to a disability or a sincerely held religious belief. In those circumstances, the employer is required under the law to engage in an interactive dialogue with the employee to determine if there is a reasonable accommodation that can be granted in lieu of full vaccination. So there are things employers can do.
Yeah, I think an awful lot of people are confused about it. You hope that what will happen is that as people understand who have not taken the vaccine, understand what's at stake here, they will change. I've seen it myself. There are those, of course, who do have complications in which they cannot take the vaccine, or at least they reasonably think they can't take it. That has to be honored, too, as apparently this attorney is saying. It has to be honored. It's a conundrum, all right. But basically, people should take that vaccine because it's the only way to get to that point where we're all safe.
Yeah, and the other conundrum here is, Alan, that even people who are vaccinated, like you and I and so many others that we know, can still get it and pass it on. And one of the things that came out of that discussion between Anderson Cooper and the Surgeon General was we should be going back to masking to be ultimately safe. While the vaccine should prevent it and works, the issue is you could get it and there are those children again. You don't want to infect them. So back to masking.
Well, you're right. I took my mask out yesterday. I had not been wearing it. I put it in my pocket, and I will be wearing it as much as I possibly can to protect myself and to protect others around us. Particularly if you're a little older, it is imperative that you protect yourself. And when we meet our grandchildren and others, we have to protect them too. You know, I just don't get it. And the thing I don't get the most is how it worked out that somehow protecting yourself, protecting your grandchildren became a Republican and Democratic thing. It's crazy. That's why I think Mitch McConnell and his erstwhile friends are now seeing the light and saying everybody should get vaccinated. Somebody may have said it along the line earlier and said, well, in a sort of passing-ish way. But now they understand that they're going to get held responsible, and they should.
One of the other things I heard in a discussion yesterday was the former President Donald Trump. And what if he were to actually come out and tell these supporters of his to get vaccinated? You've pointed out he's been vaccinated. He got the best medical care. Of course, if anything, he's doubling down on the disinformation. But could you imagine if he would just tell people to get vaccinated?
You know what? He's a lying, 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 lying liar. So anything he says taken, you know, as off the cuff or as unimportant. Look, we know the kind of message that this guy has been putting out. And so the idea that he should be saying everybody should get a vaccine, I believe he's probably said it, you know, at some point towards that camp. But when you don't put your heart and your soul and your body English into it, it means very little.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Camp time over. Back to work.
Back to work, David. Again, it's Wednesday. We're coming around the horn, and we'll get there.
Just keep moving.